You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. This is Jason Reinhardt, and in the studio with me, I have Dr. Mel Mobley and Dr. Sandra Lunte. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about a concert that's coming up Monday evening. It's a duo faculty concert with the two of you featured, and quite an odd instrumentation with flute and percussion. It's not normally what we see as a duet in our typical duet setting, but there is quite a bed of literature for flute and percussion, isn't there?
There is, actually. We had to really decide what it was that we wanted to play because there's so much great stuff out there.
There are actually quite a few professional duos for flute and percussion. My former teacher has a duo, and that's where we always where I start looking for literature, asking what they have played recently.
Well, Sandy, you have an event coming up on Sunday. Let's talk about that real quick. It's your high school flute invitational.
Okay, yes. The ULM Flute Choir does a full recital every semester, but in the fall, we add to it, and we invite high school flutists from around the state and actually beyond to come and join us. So we have 20 high school flutists scheduled to come on Sunday afternoon. They will come and rehearse four mass flute choir pieces with the ULM Flute Choir, have dinner with us, visit, and then come to our concert at 7:30 that night and then join us at the end for the four mass flute choir pieces. It's a big, intense, fun afternoon and evening.
And it's to expose high school flute students to what they might not get in the high school setting, the flute choir music, and to kind of get to know you and the students here at ULM.
That's right.
And you know, it is a recruiting tool that we have employed, but more importantly, it's to give high school students an opportunity to perform and be musical in a different setting than their high school band or orchestra.
Absolutely, because it's rare that they have a flute choir at their high school or that they've seen a bass flute or an alto flute that we're lucky enough to have here.
Yeah. So that is on Sunday.
Sunday at 7:30.
At 7:30. It's open to the public. They can come and see a wonderful evening of flute music, flute choir music, and it's free and open to the public here.
Yes.
At the recital hall on ULM's campus, Biedenhorn Recital Hall.
Yes.
And then the following evening is our faculty concert with the two of you and your duet.
Mel should talk about some of the really interesting instruments that he plays on this program.
Well, most people, I guess, think of percussion as just being drums, but actually in the solo and chamber setting, more often than not, we usually play some sort of pitched instrument. Most often marimba, because that is the most versatile of our pitched instruments. And so a lot of the literature we're doing incorporates marimba. However, there are several other instruments, and on the last piece, I guess it's the most interesting collection of instruments. In addition to playing predominantly marimba on that piece, it also includes several different cymbals, woodblock. At one point, I get to rub a wine glass and have that pitch sound. And one of the more interesting sounds, I guess, that most people haven't seen is when you take a violin bow and you bow a cymbal. And there's quite a bit of that. And what that causes is a lot of the overtones from the cymbal to just kind of shoot out over the top of everything.
And with the invention of percussion and percussion instruments, it's mostly a 20th century compositional bed of music for you guys. So people aren't going to come hear Mozart and Bach and Beethoven unless it's been transcribed for your instruments. What kind of composers can people that are going to be attending the concert on Monday night expect to hear?
Well, actually, and I want to say that that's true. I believe this program is really accessible, though. We really feel proud of it because we feel like all the music is really good music. Mel arranged two pieces that I normally do with piano, or I've done with harp, actually, also. One is the famous Night Soliloquy by Kent Kennan that he's playing on Vibes. And one is the Fog is Lifting by Carl Nielsen, both very tonal, beautiful pieces.
The other two pieces are the big pieces that we're doing. The first one is the Suite for Flute and Marimba by Alec Wilder. The last piece, the one we're most excited about because it's brand new to us, and I think we may be only the second group to ever play this, is the Montague, and it's called Two Dirges, Three Dances.
And we have a little sample of the Stephen Montague piece
This is one of the dances from the piece that'll be presented on Monday's concert.
Listening to Midday Classics here at KEDM Public Radio, and that was a piece that'll be presented on a concert coming up Monday night here on the ULM campus in the Biedenharn Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m. It is a free concert open to the public, and it features two of the ULM faculty members here at the Division of Music, Dr. Mel Mobley and Dr. Sandra Lunty. I know that piece is fairly new to you guys and fairly new to the public, and I know you're looking forward to presenting it to the community on Monday evening here on campus. Any parting words about the recital?
I think it's going to be a really exciting concert. I think that almost anybody would enjoy most of the music on there, and we're really excited about playing it.
We are. Thank you, Jason.
Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
7:30 p.m. in the Emmylou Biedenharn Recital Hall on Monday evening here on the ULM campus.